niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe ohula, leka ilima, tuo hivina niillä
Beautiful Saturday morning again. How you doing, Kaho'one Panoke?
I'm doing just fine. Aloha kakiaka kako to everyone out there on all of the islands.
And Vicky Holtakamine, how you doing today?
Aloha kako. Aloha to everybody on all of our neighbor islands. Welcome to Nakai Evalu. Here we are again, looking at you through the radio waves of Visionary Radio Network.
Noe Tanigawa here, and we're back at the kitchen table today to spend time listening to Hawaiian music, starting our weekend kind of island style.
Here we are on Nakai Evalu. And so we're going to talk about what we did this past weekend.
Right. So what did you do, Vicky?
Well, naturally, I went to Hanaya Kamalama Queen Emma Summer Palace for the Daughters of Hawaii fundraising event. It was wonderful. Lots of crafts, lots of arts, beautiful ni'ihau shell lace, weaving, kapa demonstrations. Royal Hawaiian Band was there. Hawaiian music, halau performed. It was fabulous. And then all day Sunday on the lawn of the state capitol, kids. Lots of kids all over running around, balloons, jumpers, judo exhibitions, shave ice. It's an initiative from Susan Shun Oakland. And they coordinate a day of activities once a year. And lots of things to do. It was so much fun. Good fun on the lawn of the Hawaii State Art Museum all the way over to City Hall.
Yes, I know that City Hall, they've been the home of the wonderful artwork that's done by the students, too. It's on display there at Honolulu Hale.
Yeah, it's Lane Gallery.
Yeah.
And what about you, Kaho'one? How was your week?
On Tuesday, I attended a very wonderful luncheon, which they themed Forever Young. It was put on by the Honolulu 100 Centennial Commission. And what they did was they selected seven individuals who have retired 65 years and older, but have returned to work and are still contributing to the community.
Hey, my Uncle Danny was there, Danny Lau.
Yes, he was.
What a great day. And they're inspiring, aren't they?
Oh, it was so inspiring.
They're so healthy, those guys. And Tom Moffat was there.
Mrs. Matayoshi was there. Jimmy Wong was there. I mean, all of these elders who we've grown up with. And, you know, they were honored today for the fact that at 89 years old, they're still coming into the office, still running their firms.
Still maintaining their health.
And maintaining their health. Yes.
That's what we're thinking about
Which
today.
Which brings us to our guest for today.
Exactly. We're going to be looking at how a Native Hawaiian health organization is impacting local communities all around the state. So stick with us. It's Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Behe man in the sun.
Behe man, grab your bag and run.
Behe man, another swell's coming your way.
bee man, another swell is coming your way.
Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Oh, bee man in the sun.
Oh, bee man, grab your bag and run. Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way.
Hey, hey. Crab on a rock, you gotta run real fast.
You gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wind, don't ever turn your back. Oh, bee man in the sun.
Oh, bee man, grab your bag and run. Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way.
White water coming, no fooling around. Oh, bee man in the sun.
Oh, bee man, grab your bag and run. Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Aloha na ahaui o na ali'i na ali'i mai na kuuna mai. E pa'ai na olelo kaula na ua hele a moi e ala. Ua wale aki na hohona o ana no na ali'i kaula na. Ua paa ua lala o ako ino na mua. Papa, a wala lago, a kokino na kunga. Ele I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, ka behi hoi o na ali I hala. Papa a ka mana o me ka lo ka hi ua mawe o ka aina I ka pono. E ali I o ka lani ua ka ulana, I ahi ka nanana o ka pāpipika. Ele I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, la hulu mamuri ke ole. Ele I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, la hulu mamuri ke ole.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Kahoʻune Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest today is Kim Kuʻule Bernie, Communication Director for Papa Ola Lokahi.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Noe, Vicky, Kahoʻune, mahalo for having me this morning.
Would you like to tell us first, what is Papa'olalokahi?
Well, Papa'olalokahi is a Native Hawaiian health organization. We're a consortium of Native Hawaiian healthcare systems and other organizations. And our, simply stated, our goal is to improve the health of Native Hawaiians and their families. And there, you know, there are many different ways to do this, through research, through data and information, programs. I mean, what do you want to talk about? You know, our goal is to do work and to keep track of work and just to really focus on improving the health of our people.
And you've been kind of a clearinghouse for information, too. I mean, and the statistics that tell us, why do we need a special Native Hawaiian healthcare system?
We do. Like Native peoples all around the world, we don't have the best statistics when it comes to chronic disease, when it comes to healthy behaviors. We have a lot of problems, and we know that we're not unique, but we have, over the years, had a chance to develop some really good programs to do that.
Papa'olalokahi came out of a need for organizations to focus on Native Hawaiian health and help to improve them.
It absolutely did. Some of the anecdotes that people like Kikuni Blaisdell and Emmett Aluli and Claire Hughes and those Hawaiians who were in various health professions back in the 1980s, a lot of stuff that they knew anecdotally wasn't documented anywhere. And that really led to one of the first congressional reports in the 80s and then to the Aola Mau study. And out of that Aola Mau study of 1985 arose many different organizations. And it also led to the Native Hawaiian Health Care Act that was passed by Congress. And it has since been reauthorized. It's modeled after the American Indian Health Care Improvement Act. And our act creates three programs. And one is Papa'olalokahi, and I'll tell you a little bit about what we do. One is the Native Hawaiian Health Care Systems, and those are the systems serve the frontline needs on throughout seven of the all of our neighbor islands. And then there's a Native Hawaiian Health Scholarship Program, which is it's the Grow Your Own program of the best kind, you know, where we take Hawaiians, train them in health professions, and then they return to their own communities. So we're training Hawaiians to serve Hawaiians in Hawaiian communities. It's really the best. So there are really three primary programs that come out of the federal law, and Papa'olalokahi is the coordinating entity. It is our role to keep track not only of the work that we do and that the systems do, but some of the other work that's going on by other folks around the islands.
Well, we're learning about all the great strides that are being made, keeping Hawaiians healthy in this beautiful state. Hey, thanks for spending Saturday morning with us here, Nakai Evalu, on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever say how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than a word. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try a sip. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. I'm heading over like a steaming train, foot to the floor in a driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Sun comes up. driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring your gun, pop the cork and try some. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Looking out upon the city lights and the stars above the ocean, got my ticket for the plane, and it's not easy to leave again. Took my clothes and put them in my bags. Try not to think just yet of leaving. Looking out into the city night, it's not easy to leave again. Each time Honolulu city lights stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights will bring me back again. You are my island sunset, and you are my island rain. Put on my shoes, light a cigarette, wondering which of my friends will be there, standing with their legs around my neck. It's not easy to leave again. Each time Honolulu city lights stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights will bring me back again. Bring me back. Bring me back again.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Those eight seas, the channels running between the Hawaiian Islands that link us all together, the same way this program does every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Kaho'une Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with our special guest, Kim Ku'ule Burney, and we've been learning about the Hawaiian healthcare systems. How can you get medical help? Where is it available? How do you tune in? Well, that's all coming up. So get your other cup of coffee, maybe your other cup of tea, come back to the kitchen table and join us when we come back on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive, the all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality childcare prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit hawaiikeiki.org. That's hawaiikeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my haupia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's Haupia Pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sun.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt-Takamine, I'm Noe Tanigawa. Kahoone Panoke here with our special guest today, Kim Ku'ule Bernie from the Papa'ola Lokahi.
Aloha kakahiaka, everyone. You know, one of the things that came to mind, Ku'ule, is the fact that you often hear people saying that, you know, here we are as Native Hawaiians, you know, we're constantly negotiating, trying to get our lands back and trying to negotiate for different benefits that we feel that are due to us. And somebody once remarked, in fact, it was Maiken from the executive director from American Diabetes Association. At a luncheon, she said to me, you know, Wayne, you folks are doing all of this discussion and negotiating. We really want you to get your lands back and have control of who you are. She says, but if we don't start taking care of the Native Hawaiians, there will be no Native Hawaiians by the time this is resolved to put on the land. That kind of struck me. You know, at first I was a little annoyed that, you know, somebody non-Native was telling me this, because it really got to the heart of me. But on the other hand, she's correct. What do we do as we're creating a nation for Native Hawaiians? How do we ensure that this nation will be built with healthy Native Hawaiians, which I think is the work that Papa'ola Lokahi does and the Native Hawaiian health system.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, many years ago, Palikapu Deadman gave us the charge when different sovereignty groups were forming. And he said, with his finger going and his voice booming, he said, every single Hawaiian leader should take an interest in health, because there's no leader that wants to lead a nation of sick kanaka. And he's absolutely right. We don't want a sick nation. The vision of Papa'ola Lokahi, the vision of all of our Native Hawaiian healthcare systems, is an island, a healthy island community of safe, healthy, well Hawaiians living in Lokahi. And, you know, each system has variations of that. But we and our families, some of whom are not Hawaiian, want to be healthy. So Papa'ola Lokahi is located here in Honolulu. But for your listeners who are on all the islands, we have Native Hawaiian healthcare systems that serve all of the different islands. We have everywhere, you know, and they can find out where they are if they don't already know by going to our website or by going to the various websites of the Native Hawaiian healthcare systems. But these systems provide medical services at this time. They provide outreach and social services, enrollment for folks who may need additional, who may need to know what they qualify for, traditional services, and so much more.
One great thing is your website, which is so handy, papaolalokahi.org. If you'd like to check that out, do it now, and then come on back to the kitchen table. Thanks for spending Saturday morning with us here at Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with you at the kitchen table for a beautiful Saturday morning. And joining us, Kim Ku'ule Bernie from Papa Ola Lokahi. We're learning about a Native Hawaiian approach to health.
I want to tell you that I've benefited from the Ho'oi Kaika program. I'm a graduate.
What is it? Oh.
Yes.
At Keola Mamo.
At Keola Mamo in Kalihi.
Oh,
we have our own gym. It's got weight, a trainer. I had a personal trainer. But it's also, they work with you on your diet to make sure that you've got a healthy diet. Also testing your strength and your, you know, giving you a better handle on how to eat healthier and to exercise more.
Does it help to have one person working with you?
I loved my personal trainer was Al Naone. He was so my ka'i mahalo nui al.
Yes.
And they take a blood test to see where your cholesterol and your, you know, your fat levels are.
And they pinch your size
and see how much body fat you have and how you are at the end of the program. So
how long is it?
It was actually a 3-month program. You have a personal trainer. You go in twice a week, and
who can go?
With him.
Anybody can go. Anybody can go by calling Keola Mamo. Keola Mamo is the system that serves the island of Oahu. They have offices in Nanakuli and Waimanalo and out in Kahuku. And anybody can go. And that's one fabulous example, Vicki, of one of the programs that's available to us. And there are such gyms, such training programs on the other islands, too. Molokai, for example. Napu'uwai is the system that serves the islands of Molokai and Lanai. They have as their trainer former football player Peter Pale.
I love Peter Pale.
I love Peter Pale too.
Guy played for University of Hawaii. That's Shane Pale's brother.
Pale's brother.
Yes, played for football for Kamehameha School.
And by the way, Shane Pale also is a graduate of Ho'oi Kaika.
That's correct.
I found that out over the
weekend.
That's
right. That's right. On Maui, the system there, Hui no Keolopono, has a healthy cafe that's open every day. And not only do the clients of the Hui come in and eat there, but everybody from Wailuku and Kahului come there to eat healthfully. They have a fabulous chef named Joe, and it's open every afternoon, and it's sold out. People from the hospital come down and eat at the healthy cafe. Cameron Center, can't miss it. Smell the food.
Okay, when are we going to Maui? We need to make our reservations.
You can find out about all of these locations. If you're maybe connected to the web, check it out at papaolalokahi.org.
Exactly.
And we're exploring healthcare kind of from the inside out, looking inward to cultural resources and seeing how that flowers in the community. We'll be looking at what special programs there are for elders, kupuna, and what they've got to help you in the areas of diabetes, cancer, and exercise. So stick with us, Nakai Evalu, on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kalanamai nei,
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Another beautiful Saturday morning together. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today is Kim Ku'ule Burney from Papa Olalokahi, creating kind of a cultural comfort zone for modern medicine across the entire state. It's a consortium of Native Hawaiian health organizations that are available on every island. So coming up, we'll look at specific services for kupuna, that is elders, diabetes patients, maybe you need some help on exercise and fitness, substance abuse treatment, all kinds of programs for individuals and the family. So we'll take a look at what's out there for you here on Nakai Evalu at the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you planning elderly long-term or short-term care for a loved one in your family? Maybe you just need a little help getting nutritious meals for your kupuna. Luna Lilo Home invites you and your family to our open house on Saturday, November 1st from 9 a.m. till noon. Luna Lilo Home specializes in long-term adult residential care, short-term respite care, adult daycare, and home-delivered meals to senior citizens of all ethnic backgrounds. The Luna Lilo Home open house is on Saturday, November 1st from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour the Luna Lilo Home facilities and gather some information from our helpful staff. Luna Lilo Home, kupuna care in the spirit of Ohana since 1883. Quality, compassionate care for our residents is our priority. Luna Lilo Home at 501 Kekaluohi Street in Hawaii Kai or call 395-1000. That's 395-1000. The Luna Lilo Home open house is Saturday, November 1st from 9 a.m. till noon. Call 395-1000 for more information.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Stabbing at me just like a dart. It's a feeling heavenly. I see memories out of the past, memories that always will last, of a side the sea.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kahoone Panoke, I'm Noe Tanigawa. Our special guest today, Kim Ku'ule Burney from Papa Ola Lokahi. And of course, our regular host every weekend, Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha, Kim. You know what I really like about the Ke Ola Mamo program, especially in the Ho'oi Kaika, is the Lomi Lomi.
The Lomi Lomi.
The Lomi. We do traditional practices also is one of the offerings that, you know, Papa
Ola
Lokahi.
All of the Native Hawaiian healthcare systems offer traditional healing practices of different kinds. A few years ago, the Hui no Kelepono, the one that serves Maui, actually put all of their staff through Lomi Lomi training so that they all had an awareness. Some pursued it a little bit further and some than others so that they could perpetuate it within their families, but everybody has the basic skills. But all of the systems offer variations, Lomi Lomi, some Ho'oponopono services, practitioners are on staff, some La'au, Lapa'au, and interestingly, or ideally really, they often work hand in hand with conventional Western practitioners, doctors, nurses, social workers. So there is a natural integration without even labeling it that everybody is working together for the benefit of the patient.
That mix of cultures must really work for Kupuna.
I think the Kupuna have a lot of knowledge that they pass through, they pass on to this generation through the programs that Ke Ola Mamo and the Papa Ola Lokahi have to offer. And there's a lot of learning from the Kupuna as well as servicing them. And I know there's some medicinal management programs.
There are some medicinal management programs. The one Kupuna program that I'm thinking of at Ho'olelahui that serves Kauai and Ni'ihau, they have a hula class where the grandmothers and the grandchildren dance together and they're learning together and they're eating together and really the whole and that's all about the well-being. They're exercising together and they're sharing knowledge with one another. So that's really a beautiful, beautiful program.
And I just started a hula program at Ke Ola Mamo in Kalihi for the staff.
Oh.
Just so that they could learn some traditional cultural practice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much like we were talking about Lomi Lomi at the other system.
Exactly.
Oh.
Weaving it all together. Coming out in better health. What could be better than that? You're finding out about it. And if you've been wondering about how you can better manage your diabetes, maybe someone in your family has cancer, maybe you need to get on an exercise track, there is help out there for you. So stick with us here at Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Makasila ilaila ka ua ivalea ai me kawai o ka ulala e ho me kawai o ka ulala e ho nani ko olau a he poan ka iniki vela vela o ka makasila ilaila ka ua ivalea ai me kawai o ka ulala e ho me kawai o ka ulala e ho. Ainu uanu, a inu I kawaio silo sila. Ilaila ka ua hi olani ai, me kawai o ka paliko olau. Me kawai o ka paliko olau. A hiki ka ua inu uanu.
lava yo si lo si la ilai la ka ua I polani ai ne ka vai yo ka paliko ona ne ka vai yo ka paliko ona
take it away Pete.
Kolau ahi poanu ka iniki vela vela kamakasina kaua puno la ilaila me kawai o ka ulala eho me kawai o ka ulala eho ha ina kolau ahi poanu ka iniki vela vela kamakasina kaua puno la ilaila me kawai o ka ulala eho me kawai o ka ulala
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
My little baby.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, and our special guest today. It's really great to have you in, Kim Ku'ule Burney from Papa Olalo Kahi. You're the communications director, huh?
I am.
Thanks for coming today.
You know, Kim, as a diabetic, I'm always looking at who's offering diabetic programs. And I know that Papa Olalo Kahi, I think you have your own diabetic program. And one of the concerns has always been that, you know, we can create a healthy lifestyle to ward off diabetes. But really what goes with that healthy lifestyle, which I found to help me, was on the weight loss factor. So I think some of the programs that I've seen on the different islands, they have different weight programs that
they do,
or almost, diet programs.
Almost all of them do. Probably the most well known is the one on Molokai, and Molokai started a pool exercise program, a water exercise, and Napu'uwai people don't walk, you know, or didn't used to walk, and then all of a sudden they started this walking program on Molokai, and pretty soon people were walking up and down the main highway, and you know, everybody knows everybody, so they're waving, driving by.
There's only one road on Molokai.
Only one road on Molokai. So exercise is a part of it. And Hawaiians respond better to working out together in a group rather than individually. So conducting classes is what has been most successful. Also, diet, nutrition counseling. One of the best nutrition counselors is at our system that serves Hawaii Island, Hui Malama, and her name is Nani Rothfuss. Fabulous teacher. I mean, she knows her stuff.
And the food is delicious.
The food is delicious. Yeah. So she's a nutritionist. And she's been at Hui Malama Olanauivi forever.
You know, I'm a firm believer that diabetes is a disease that can be cured by individuals by just changing their lifestyle and losing weight. You know, I was 485 pounds, five, 6 years ago. And I needed to change my lifestyle. And today I'm a happy person because I'm still here. And I think it's important for our people to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to diabetes.
What would you say were the main elements of your success?
Definitely taking control of what I put in my system, how much I eat, the portions. And I remember when I first started, you know, instead of ordering a full plate lunch, I started to order a half a plate lunch and then started to eliminate the macaroni salad. And just from that, you know, I could feel that it was improving.
Mm-hmm. Claire Hughes, who is the premier nutritionist in the state, her daughter tells everybody that her mother's on the half diet. Every day she eats everything. She eats dessert every single day, but she eats half.
Yes.
She's on the half diet. And
I kind of follow that principle to half.
We learn a little something every day, and when it goes to better health, you know it's going in the right direction. Thanks so much, Kim Ku'ule Burney, our special guest today. We're talking about healthy Hawaiians here on Nakai Evalu. Coming up, well, Papa Olalo Kahi, the Native Hawaiian Health Organization, believes in growing their own. So, kids out there, if you're looking for a career, think about health. We'll tell you how to do it coming up on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Kahoʻone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest, Kim Kuʻule Burney from Papaʻolalokahi, a Native Hawaiian health organization, a consortium of Native Hawaiian health organizations, really.
Absolutely.
So what do you mean when you say grow your own?
Well, there are a lot of reasons that we can improve our health, and we tackle them in different ways. And we've talked about some of the programs, and we haven't talked much about research, but that's important. Traditional healing is important, but one of the key strategies is in developing a culturally appropriate workforce. And for example, if 20% of the population here is Hawaiian, okay, we kind of acknowledge that it's right around 20% of all of the licensed physicians in Hawaii, approximately 5% are Hawaiian. So in the field of medicine, we have a long way to go to achieve parity. Now, it's a little bit better in nursing, and it's a lot better in social work. We do have Hawaiians in social work and Hawaiians in nursing, and we're getting better psychology and so forth. But that means that there's a lot of us going to doctors that aren't Hawaiian. So therefore, how do we get care that's culturally appropriate for Hawaiian communities, for patients, for, you know, for our auntie, for our cousin, for our grandpa? Well, there's two ways. Number one is the best of all the best, and that's the Grow Your Own programs. That's taking Hawaiians that have a little interest or sparking a little interest in the health professions, working them through the pipeline, through all kinds of different programs, getting them the scholarships, and getting them into the field. And then there's another one too.
Sounds like a great way to go about it. So let's come back and hear about the other way that Hawaiians can join the health field and take care of their own here in Hawaii. This is Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let
let us handle it or store it. We ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business, it's our responsibility. Island Movers, Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
Aloha. You're listening to Nā Kai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Kaho'une Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest, Kim Ku'ule Bernie from Papa Ola Lokahi, a consortium of Native Hawaiian health organizations. And she was telling us about how their programs help to get Native Hawaiians into health professions. And there's another way you were saying that makes it easier for Hawaiians to actually get in to see the doctor.
Yes. Well, our first choice, our top strategy is to get more Hawaiians
Hawaiians to achieve some sort of parity and even exceed the number of Hawaiians in all of the health professions. But knowing that it'll take time to do that, we also realize that it's important to work with non-Hawaiian health professionals and make sure that they have some awareness, some knowledge about what our Hawaiian health practices, beliefs, attitudes toward how we take care of our health. So we realize that it's a two-pronged strategy. But the bottom line is we want Auntie to go to the doctor, or we want Auntie to seek care and not stay home if she's not feeling well.
The doctors that I met through Hui Malama Olana Oivi, shout out to you guys on the Big Island. The way they treat their patients is how I want to be treated. So mm-hmm. I can tell that this is going to have a ripple effect in the entire community. Speaking of ripple effects and the community, there's a lot going on for outreach. So what are some things, the events in the community we can look forward to here?
There's a lot going on. Well, it's October, and it's Health Month. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, for starters, in case you haven't seen all the pink ribbons all around town. They're everywhere. The Susan G. Komen Foundation is having a run next Saturday on October, is it the 18th? And Papa'olalokahi, the Kamehameha schools, are all participating in that Race for the Cure, it's called. It's a major fundraiser for the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
It's a large portion of that money that is raised at the Race for the Cure in Hawaii stays in Hawaii.
Yes.
So while it's a national organization, in some organizations, most of the money go back to the national foundation, and then the bulk of it is used there. But I know for a fact that a lot of it comes back to Hawaii and it stays here.
There are many recipients of the Susan J. Komen Fund that are implementing programs. Dr. Noreen Mokua with the School of Social Work is one. Dr. Lanaka Opua is another. Our project, Imi Hale, which is the Native Hawaiian Cancer Network that's housed at Papa'olalokahi, we are a recipient of that. So we're running in it, and we also take the money to do research as well.
Is there a website for that for people who want to sign up right now?
There is a website, and I found it today by doing Susan Komen Hawaii 2008, and it took me right there.
Great. Thank you, Kule. And I just wanted to also announce that on March the 8th, next year, 2009, Papa'olalokahi, as well as the Native Hawaiian Health Systems, Ke Ola Mamo, are all involved with assisting the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs with our second annual Native Hawaiian Health Festival and Ho'ike'ike that will be at Bishop Museum. So mark that on your calendar, March 8th, 2009, from 9 to 5 at Bishop Museum.
You're starting out your Saturday in a healthy Hawaiian way here with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Find me, oh, somewhere, oh. wish upon a star. Wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops. High above the chimney top, that's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't
across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Love.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest, Kim Ku'ule Burney from Papa Ola Lokahi.
And it's that time of the day where we share with you the Olelo No'eau for this Saturday morning. And just a reminder, the Olelo No'eau are wise sayings that have been handed down from our kupuna, our elders, from one generation to the next. They were keen observers of nature and shared their wise words to the next generation to teach all of us about something about our aina, about our health, about the way our principles and values. So today's Olelo No'eau is Kala ika mauliola. The sun is at the source of life. Mauliola, meaning breath of life, is also one of the gods of health, as is Ku, god of war, god of healing, and Hina. So we know that whenever we go to pick medicinal la'au la'pa'au, you pick with the right hand and chant for the god Ku and do your prayers for the god Ku, and pick with the left hand and do your prayers and your chants for your god, the goddess Hina.
I've been looking up some of the different gods and goddesses of healing, and there is one, Hina Akeahi is a goddess of healing, and not the only one. There are others. There are many, but she seems to be the one that seems to stay with me, and so I've got some homework to do. I've got to do a little bit more research, but Hina Akeahi, one of our
Hina
goddesses
of the
of
fire. So the goddess of fire, and we know that fire is used in part of the preparation of la'au la'pa'au. Mm-hmm.
Creating bridges from the past into the future in healthcare and also with our spirits by listening to these Olelo No'eau. We really hope you enjoy them, and thank you for joining us on Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network. Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today has been Kim Ku'ule Burney. She's Communications Director for Papa Ola Lokahi, a Native Hawaiian Health Consortium. So what's coming up in the future for Papa Ola Lokahi?
Oh, we've got lots of things coming up. We're always busy, but one thing I want to introduce right now. In September of the year 2010, Papa Ola Lokahi is going to host an international indigenous conference. It's called Healing Our Spirit Worldwide. In 2006, it was held in Edmonton. It's also been in Australia, in Aotearoa, and New Mexico. And this is one event that's going to really compel us to partner with all kinds of folks around the islands. And I'm mentioning it right now because I'm here with you folks and because we have brought aboard Vicky Holt Takamine to be the conference director. So again,
right,
we're going to be
Vicky.
Working together from now for the next couple of years, and who knows how long that partnership will last. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much. And we're coming to all of our islands for programming, so I'm going to be knocking on every one of your doors so that if you could host one of our indigenous groups
just
that are
like
coming
Queen
from
Emma.
Different countries, you know, we want to hear from you. So I'm so excited to be a part of Papa Ola Lokahi.
And it's exciting that you've selected Vicky to be the conference director. Good selection there. But it's been great having you on board today with us, Kim.
Oh, thank you
and,
so much.
And we hope that you'll be able to come back in the very near future to discuss not only other programs with Papa Ola Lokahi, but also about the conference that's coming up in the year 2010. Please extend our deepest mahalo nui loa to Hardy Spohr, your executive director, and all the staff of Papa Ola Lokahi and the Native Hawaiian Health Systems for the good work that they do for our people.
Mahalo. They do fabulous work. Mahalo nui.
And before we run out the door, I just want to send a little reminder for those of you that happen to be in Honolulu tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday, October 12th at 4 p.m. at Arts at Mark's Garage downtown. It's a free event. We are going to be showcasing or sharing the film that was done by Kanoe Miller on Waikiki Hula. So we're wrapping up our Hapahale Hula Festival. This is our last event for the festival. Kanoe Miller is also invited, Hiram Olsen Trio. She's going to do a few hula. They're going to play music. It's all free. Arts at Mark's Garage. Kent Gerard is also going to come
with
and talk
photos.
Story with his
oh,
photos.
Man.
It'll be a hoot. So, Arts at Mark's Garage, Sunday, 4 p.m.
Vicky's causing a party again. Vicky Holt Takamine. Kaho'one Panoke.
And thank you so much, Ku'ule. It was great having you here. We're going to have you back often.
Thank you. Mahalo.
I'm Noe Tanigawa. Thank you for joining us here this morning on Nakai Evalu. We air statewide on the Visionary Radio Network every Saturday morning from 8 till 10, right here on today's Kumu 94.7 here on Oahu. Q103, 103.7 Maui. The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai. The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island. And KMKK 102.3 Molokai.
And we'll see you all next week. Aloha.
Aloha. Ahui ho.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you planning elderly long-term or short-term care for a loved one in your family? Maybe you just need a little help getting nutritious meals for your kupuna. Lunalilo Home invites you and your family to our open house on Saturday, November 1st from 9 a.m. till noon. Lunalilo Home specializes in long-term adult residential care, short-term respite care, adult daycare, and home-delivered meals to senior citizens of all ethnic backgrounds. The Lunalilo Home Open House is on Saturday, November 1st, from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour the Lunalilo Home facilities and gather some information from our helpful staff. Lunalilo Home, kupuna care in the spirit of Ohana since 1883. Quality, compassionate care for our residents is our priority. Lunalilo Home, at 501 Kekaluohi Street in Hawaii Kai, or call 395-1000. That's 395-1000. The Lunalilo Home Open House is Saturday, November 1st, from 9 a.m. till noon. Call 395-1000 for more information.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.